is a Surgeon General's warning.
CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
May cause severe problems with your neighbors, speakers to blow. Side effects may include high speeding on your local freeway. The urge to roll up a fat one. And wilding out in the clubs. And if played more than 10 times a day, can cause a severe reality overdose.
Warning, the following program may contain controversial social material. Listener discretion is advised.
I don't think my set here will make you want to roll up a fat one, but who knows? Everybody reacts to things a little bit differently. You, of course, right now are listening to a brand new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM, coming to you live once again from the third floor of the University Center at the beautiful, beautiful and very, very gray and incredibly windy University of Manitoba campus. I swear I could chew on the air today as I was walking in, just dust everywhere. Somehow still in May, they've been cleaning up for like 2 weeks now and still just dust everywhere in my teeth, in my clothes, in my hair. But there's lots to look forward to. First and foremost being our Pledgerama incentives have arrived. All the incentive packages are getting organized and should be ready to pick up by tomorrow morning, around tomorrow morning. I'm not sure what the time frame is exactly, but after tomorrow for sure, you should be able to pick everything up, including sample CDs that I promised to everybody who pledged to my show. Thank you to those who did. I only really got a definitive list of people who pledged to Post Everything today, and so I'm going to thank each and every one of you. 10 people accounting for around 0.85% of our pledge goal, which if you do the math is still quite a lot. It sounds like a small number. I know it sounds like I'm diminishing things, but that is almost 1% of our goal is strictly from people who listen to me, who care, who gave. So thank you to those people, and thank you for listening right now. Even if you didn't give, thank you for taking part in all of this simply by listening, by being a fan. That's all I got to say about that. So thank you to Cooper Baudette, Scott Robson, Eric Friesen, Nicole Tomoto, Alana Whitley, Adam Fuchs, my own mother's name, Melinda Marshall, Michael Elves, Jared McKediak, and Hunter Alexander. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. So each and every one of those people is getting a sample CD. If you're listening right now and you pledged, you will be getting a sample CD if you come in and grab it. What else? There's a couple of draws I'm doing, and I will do them tomorrow to coincide with incentive pickup time. Draws for tickets to see Mannequin Pussy and Show Pony, as well as a chance to get a custom knitted toque courtesy of Devine O'Rin, aka In Our Own Hands Creations. Lots of exciting stuff happening. It's hard to be excited right now, I understand, so I'm going to put on some pretty exciting music to get you all riled up just as the day is ending. The day is so gray and so miserable right now. It's a Monday. We all want to sit inside right now, but we got to stay awake. Things are still moving. The day still chugs on, and so do these riffs. We got some great hardcore tracks coming up, loud, brutal, and a little bit more emotional than I would expect, and some moments of delicacy thrown in there. Another thing I'm excited for, Pledgerama incentives, of course, but also Converge are releasing their second album of the year after a 9-year wait, which is incredible work ethic, if you ask me. I can't even record one song a year, but to record something like 20 back-to-back is absolutely insane. They released Love Is Not Enough in, was it March or February? A couple of months ago. I didn't love it. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't love it, though. A lot of it sounded very stock, but I like that they're still making music. This next one, Hum of Hurt, is coming out in a month or so. I'm a little bit more excited for it's got a certain darkness and heaviness and slowness to it that Love Is Not Enough didn't have, and the riffs are all there and crazy, and Jacob Bannon's still howling like a rabid animal. What more could you ask for, really? But before that, we got Thousand Knives from Halifax, who recently blew into Portage La Prairie and put on an insane show at their Masonic Lodge, a track called Gut Wrench, and even before that, a more local group called Repulse, which I know very little about. All I know is it contains a few consistent players in the Winnipeg hardcore scene, and Portage La Prairie hardcore scene. Again, band called Repulse, tracks called Intro and In Willow Trees from their release Encased in Entropy. Listen up, mosh if you can, dance if you can't. This is Repulse with Intro and In Willow Trees.
Love again, love, 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 love,
proving they are still among the best to do it. That was Converge with Doom in Bloom, the newest single from their upcoming record, Hum of Hurt. The song itself, Hum of Hurt, I wasn't quite in love with. It was pretty good, but Doom in Bloom has really knocked my socks off. Clearly, it's on this show. So I loved it. I love all the music I play. Before that was Halifax's Thousand Knives. Not A Thousand Knives, just Thousand Knives. Don't get that mixed up. There's a lot of bands called A Thousand Knives with a track called Gut Wrench. And before that, a couple of local players, new-ish group called Repulse, sort of a crossover between the Portage La Prairie and Winnipeg scenes with their tracks Intro and In Willow Trees from their EP Encased in Entropy. Of course, right now, you are listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Converge is really begging the question, how many masterpieces can you release in a career? How long can you sustain a career in heavy music? So far, they have found no answers, but they keep on giving results. On a completely opposite side of sort of musical spectrum, I was thinking similar thoughts about Paul McCartney, who by the age of like 35 had released arguably released in several different bands and in his solo work, three or four different masterpieces. At the time, many of them weren't seen as masterpieces, but now as we appraise them, they were seen as very influential and of incredibly high quality, considering he had been doing it for a solid 20 years of his life at that point. I'm talking specifically about Band on the Run, which technically wasn't just him, it was Wings, but he was the key writer. We all know that. Before that being arguably, heavy on the arguably, this is very, very up to personal opinion, Ram. And then before that, a couple of Beatles records. Pick your favorite. I would say Revolver. But back to what I was talking about, you know, I digress. Converge is kind of doing the same thing. Multiple masterpieces in a very, very different styles and sounds, all very influential and high quality in their own right, constantly changing the game, staying one step ahead and not resting on their laurels over their something like 30 to 40 year career so far. So I'm excited to hear what their second album of the year, Hum of Hurt, sounds like. We're going to keep things very noisy, very, very loud, but far less aggressive and far more absurd, almost like messed up carnival music, if you will, like a bad dream nightmare carnival. Lightning Bolt, famed noisy math rockers, famously composed of only a bass and drums and sometimes very strange vocals, and Japanese group OOIOO have released a split album, which you don't see a whole lot anymore, called interchangeably The Horizon Spirals and The Horizon Viral, depending on the side that you listen to. And it's all very, very strange and very, very absurd, especially the Lightning Bolt one, which kind of hits you hard over the 15-minute or so runtime. It kind of sounds like getting trapped in a trash can with a swarm of bees while people are beating on the can on the outside. But it's so, so strange that it's hard to take it seriously in a good way. I don't mean this to degrade the music at all. I think it's very, like, you can go two ways with heavy music. You can go super stoic, serious, aggressive, in your face, but you can also go the other way and be a little bit silly and absurd and surreal, which is the way that Lightning Bolt is going. Which way did OOIOO go on their half, which opened the record? We'll talk about that later, but for now, this is Wavers by Lightning Bolt, which kicks off The Horizon Viral, their side of the split, following that up with Boredom, who has a connection to OOIOO and Lightning Bolt at this point, but we'll talk about that later. Now for the music. This is Wavers by Lightning Bolt. deeply, deeply nonsensical and very punishing in a very enjoyable way. That was Japan's Boredoms with Shock City from their record Chocolate Synthesizer. Before that, the even more punishing and maybe even more nonsensical Lightning Bolt with Waivers from their new split record with OOIO. Their half is called The Horizon Viral. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I said beforehand that Lightning Bolt track, their whole side of the record, to be honest, kind of feels like getting stuck in a metal trash can full of bees and wasps and having the outside beaten by baseball bats, which sounds pretty horrible, but in this context sounds wonderful to my ears. Whereas Boredoms, I love because lots of people emphasize the noisier aspect of their work. However, what I love about it is that it sounds like 30 years at that point of Western pop and rock music thrown into a blender and pushed into its absolute extremist form. Everything's overblown and loud, but a little bit catchy, a little bit over the top. It has some sort of structure to it despite its own noisiness. It's not noise for the sake of noise, but noise for the sake of kind of absurdity. Take from that what you will. I don't think I say absurd in the best possible way, not to degrade the art, but to give it purpose, I suppose, in my mind. Like I said beforehand as well, a lot of heavy underground avant-garde sort of music goes one of two ways. It's either super aggressive and confrontational. Well, it's all usually pretty confrontational, but the point is confrontational. Or it's absurd, it's surreal, it's a bit nonsensical, and both have their place. And I don't think we have enough of the nonsensical kind. So hence, I love Boredoms. I love Lightning Bolt. It's a little silly in a great, great way. However, I was going to talk about the degrees of relation between Boredoms and Lightning Bolt. Lightning Bolt was very inspired by Boredoms, as were a lot of noisier, mathier, underground acts in America and Canada and beyond. However, on the new split record, the other side of the split is OOIOO, which is the other project of the drummer from Boredoms, Yoshimi Piwe, who also lent her namesake and a bit of session work to the Flaming Lips record, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. So that's like 13 connections or something there. Underground artists, they love their connections, they love their side projects. The other side of this record, called The Horizon Spirals, is a whole other beast. It sounds less like a swarm of bees, it relies less on noise, and sort of like Boredoms, relies on a kaleidoscopic sort of cut and paste collage of different styles of music, different melodies, different sounds, different styles, all thrown together into a sort of cohesive whole. Very repetitive and droney, very chant-like, but also very delicate in its own way, and very, very beautifully ornate in other ways and other moments. The track I'm about to play from this split is called The Horizon, which opens up the whole record by OOIOO and Lightning Bolt. I'm going to follow that up with a Montreal favorite of mine, Cola. They have a new record called Cost of Living Adjustment and released a single called Have Luck Country, which is a little more spare, a little more reserved, still somewhat wacky and rhythmically hard to pin down. So I think they fit pretty well together, one for its moments of decadence and the other for its moments of quietness and steadfastness, I suppose, rhythmically. So this is The Horizon by OOIOO, and you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. space freaks of nature and the beasts that rhyme. Less so healthy, also healthy on drugs, dog vitamins, wasted opportunity with a fortunate half-life.
from their new record, Cost of Living Adjustment. That was Montreal's Cola with Have Luck Country. Don't ask me what I thought of Cost of Living Adjustment. It's a bit too early to tell. Some records, like this Lightning Bolt OOIOO record called The Horizon Spirals / The Horizon Viral, I can tell almost immediately what I think of it, that I'm in love with it, that I can't get enough with it. Some records are slow burners, and only time will tell how I really feel about it. First listen, first glance at Cost of Living Adjustment falls into the same traps that Cola often does, where it's pretty good, but it's a little bit dry for what it is. It's kind of a very sort of bland flavor of post-punk that I don't particularly enjoy. There's no big swings into left field, no freakouts, nothing super weird, just a very steady, well-written, but very, very steady and a little bit boring post-punk record. However, records like that often reveal themselves to me in time, so it may be one of my favorites of the year. It's a couple tracks I really loved from it. The first single, Hedge Sitters, was fantastic. It was a little bit strangely shoegazy for Cola, and this one, I like the bounce of it. It's playful in a way that a lot of Cola songs aren't, even if it doesn't, like, you know, change up the rule book or anything or try anything really new or groundbreaking. It's a lot of fun. It's rhythmically and musically very, very kind of knotted sounding, very tangled, but still very catchy, and you can kind of dance to it in a really weird way. So I'll get back to you next week on how I feel about that whole record. Before that, of course, was the OOIOO from that record I just mentioned, opening track, The Horizon, a little bit more over the top, but so, so, so beautiful. You can't really dance to it, though. Listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, but not for much longer. I'm only here 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., but don't even worry. I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, same channel, brand new episode of Post Everything. For now, we're going to end things off a little bit darker, a little more nocturnal and dimly lit, full of yearning, which is the way I always like to end things. Something beautiful about ending things off with some slow burners. These ones are particularly special to me. Another Montreal act who I've been following for a little while, keep on releasing wonderful, wonderful singles. This one is called Les Femmes Invisibles. I don't know how to say that with a French accent. Beautiful, beautiful, sort of almost trip-hoppy kind of song, purely synths and keyboards and drum machines and hushed vocals. Following that up, ending things off today, one of my favorite songs of the week, who I hope I can talk more about later, a band called Modern Woman, a song called Dashboard Mary, which is the penultimate track from their record. I don't know what the record is called, but I will get back to you on that if I, you know, talk about it next week. But Dashboard Mary, a beautiful, almost, I hate to say this because I know there's hate for them, U2-esque sort of torch song. But in the end, it's so anthemic, but it explodes into this abrasive sort of noisy post-punk sort of indie rock as the anthemic sort of soaring chorus goes on. Very hard to explain. There's an ache at the heart of it, a pain at the heart of it that I love so, so much, and it's so incredibly beautiful. So I'll stop talking so they can hear the whole thing. I'll see you next week. This is Les Femmes Invisibles by Victorella.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site mesdocumentsmonchoix.ca.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
We don't give PhD Parents, looks here, man. Rolling the fat, laid-back tunes. CJUM-FM, U of M.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty